dying blood bond. I am Holy Ghost taught. I'm redeemed. I've been set free. Oh, I'm blood bond. I am Holy Ghost taught. I'm redeemed. I'm free indeed.
Welcome to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast, hosted by Billy Brim Ministries. Coming up next is a sermon from our 2016 Autumn Assembly of Prayer, an annual conference held in Branson, Missouri. Stay tuned to the end of this broadcast to find out how to receive the complete conference series today.
Just saying that these meetings are at a very special time. If you would show the calendar for this month, the Hebrew calendar, if you'll show that on the overhead. Does anybody know where we are and where we are in the Hebrew calendar or God's calendar? I don't call it the Hebrew calendar. It's God's calendar. And there on God's calendar, there are seven feasts or moeds, appointed times. And they begin in the spring. The civil year begins in the spring. And they begin with Passover, and then unleavened bread, and then first fruits, and then 50 days later, Pentecost. Those are all fulfilled moeds. And every one of them find their fulfilling in Yeshua, HaMashiach, in Jesus. Now, in the fall moeds, they have not. There are only three left to be fulfilled. And they'll be fulfilled at His second coming, when He puts His feet down on the earth. And we are now living in the interim, in the church age. It's just about to close, by the way. Just about to close. The last little goy is going to come in. The last little Gentile. And when he does, and when Adam's lease is up, oh my goodness. Now the fall moeds are the Feast of Trumpets, which is Rosh Hashanah, and it's New Year's Day of the civil year. It marks the anniversary of Adam's creation. And then 10 days later, you have the Day of Atonement, when they sent out the scapegoat. And then 5 days later, you begin the Feast of a Moed of Sukkot. And that's the one we're in right now. We say Tabernacles. And each one of these has a historic reason behind it, and it is a harvest. There's a certain harvest for each one of these feasts, and then it has a fulfillment. Well, the history behind Tabernacles is God watched over them in the desert and took care of them. So to remind themselves that God watches over them, they build these little thing called sukkahs. And they have four poles. You can have some sides, not all closed in, but some sides. And then on the top, you have to have branches so that you can look up and see the stars. And remember that when you were out there in the wilderness, you had a very shaky little tent you lived in. And you would never have made it if he didn't watch over you. So that's what this moed is about historically. It is a harvest of the grapes and the olives. There's already been the harvest of Passover. That was the first fruits, the barley. And then Pentecost, the wheat. I think all of these are groups of peoples, by the way. And then there's going to be the harvest of the olives and the vine. And so here we are to the fall harvest. And it's going to have a fulfillment. The fulfillment is going to be the great grand jubilee when their Messiah comes and sets up the kingdom on the earth. When King Jesus comes and sets up his visible kingdom, that's going to be the fulfillment of the feast. We call it the Feast of Tabernacles. And I got thinking about timing. It was the Feast of Tabernacles that they brought, that they dedicated Solomon's temple. And if you'll go back and read 2 Chronicles 5, you'll find that that was the feast, the fall feast, and they dedicated it. That was a jubilee year. as a fullness of Jubilee, they brought in the Ark of the Covenant from the tabernacle and put it in the temple, and the temple filled with the glory of the Lord. And all the musicians and all the people were in one accord. That's why the Lord dealt with us just now. What we have to have now to move on up where we're going is one accord. Amen. Unity. Amen. And then we can have glory. And I think I saw it a while ago. And as I stared, it lifted. And I shut my eyes again, but I didn't see it again. But we will see it. Because we're going to walk in love and unity. And we're going to have the glory. And I got thinking about it. It was probably 3,000 or so years ago that they dedicated that temple. And now it could be that we're only about 7 years or 14 years or 21 years from the fulfillment of that feast that we're in right now. So this very time of the year is when he's going to set up his earthly kingdom. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory. This very time of the year. Yeah. And here we are meeting this week. So put up that calendar, please, Sue or Randy or whoever. I don't know how well you can read it, but can you see down there where we are at the 19th? And the yellow days just before us, 17th and 18th, are the first and second days of Sukkot. And this feast goes all the way through the blue days and then to the yellow days, the great day. The last great day of the feast was when Jesus was out there and he said, "If you thirst, come unto me." That was this feast as well. Bless the Lord. So I think it's a marvelous thing that we're meeting here. This is the most happiest feast, joyous feast, because it foretells the joy that's going to be on the earth in that millennial age. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, I have had something, and I had to, because of the way the Lord moved and what he wanted us to do before that debate started. And he's free to interrupt us anytime and use us for anything he wants to. And now we got rid of a whole bunch of burdens. Whoa. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And so I had to kind of tell you this before, but really, really God has made known to me, I'd say that he's magnified it 100-fold. Something that I have seen and seen for some time, but I'm believing that he will reveal it to us corporately, that we can walk in the light of it corporately in this very meeting. I talked to Brother Copeland about the meeting today, and I talked to him about that verse that we're going to get to. And he's excited and I'm excited. And we're going to have two sessions that we do not stream live. And that's going to be the Sunday afternoon session. And it's going to be the out at the prayer. So you sure want to come out there. Because you haven't seen Brother Copeland prophesy before elections like he does at the mountain. And this time it's not going to be streamed. We may not even include them in the pack that we sell. We're going to wait and see what's in them and on them. Because I told you, Brother Copeland, I can remember when Brother Hagin was so free. And Brenda, and I'm going to tell you this probably every day, so just get ready for it. If you get sick of it, well, praise the Lord. Brenda had a vision, and when she had it, it scared me. And the first time she shared it, she was so mean that it scared me more. And she shared it out at our prayer meeting, out at you Prayer Mountain Prayers, who are our faithful ones. You know how scary she was that day. And it was like, I hope we're pleasing God, you know. And she had a vision. And in the vision, she saw body parts. She was in a meeting here in town. Was it John Davis meeting? It was John Davis meeting. I guess the whole congregation just about went under the power. And Brenda was out for how long? About 45 minutes? Yeah. About 45 minutes. On the floor, out. And there she saw floating around body parts, hands, legs. And it was the body of Christ. And it was disjointed. And then the Lord talked to her about the fivefold ministry. And he said, the body of Christ is disjointed because the fivefold ministry is disjointed. And he showed her that scripture in Ephesians, which says it is the fivefold ministry that God is going to use to bring the body into the perfect man. So you can just have all the prophecies you want to that God's through with the fivefold ministries. He's not. Until that body gets right before God to the perfect man. And so she saw this meeting. And she saw, she said, I couldn't pick out every single face, but it was the ministers of this meeting, the fivefold ministry. And she saw them on the platform, and she saw them behaving like Brother Hagin's meetings used to when she was a child. And Brother Hagin would have something, and Sister Wilkerson would have something, and Brother Halverson would have something, and Sister Goodwin would have something, and they just off of each other, they just keyed off of each other, like this. And she saw that happening here. And the only face she really could recognize was Terry Pearson's. And I figured George was with her. And of course, there was a ministry here. So I prayed to God what to do. And so here's what I'm going to do. And I pray it's right. And if it's not, boo, no. No, Brenda, no. He just wants us to get things right. And he wasn't mean about it at all. He was just correcting. And there's not to be breaks. And Brother Copeland and I talked a long time today because we know several cases where ministers that have been apart have come together. And amazing things are happening. Bless the Lord. Glory to God. And I want you to pray for me. I want you to turn to Ephesians chapter 6. And I don't mean that the Lord was in any way. The only thing was, he just wanted to tell us how to come higher. And we just can't have any more this division. Ephesians chapter 6, there's where the Lord tells us through the apostle, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might.
You have been listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast hosted by Billy Brim Ministries. Thank you for listening to our message today from our 2016 Autumn Assembly of Prayer held in Branson, Missouri. Would you like to have this powerful conference series for yourself? Today, call our bookstore at 1-800-972-3447, 1-800-972-3447, and visit our website for archives of this broadcast and other exciting new content at billybrim.org, billybrim.org.